feels good to see the world getting loose. Feels good to see the world getting loose.
I don't know about you, Sack Noel. I don't know about you, Phenom. I don't know about you, White Shadow.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
I don't know about you, but I feel good. We're here. The CCN 20 is back again. It's Tuesday. I'm Dave. He's Dan. At Newbie Talks. At Sports BK Can See. The show. At Cash Can Sid Show. One of my favorite parts of the day, every single day now, is getting together with Newbie to do this show. Send him a song every day except Wednesday, because Wednesday, producer rules. He picks the songs on Wednesday. Spinning on the wheels of steel, and I look at Newbie bopping ahead, bopping along, just hanging and putting it together for all of you. Noobs, do you feel good today?
I don't know about you, but I feel like ass. I talked about it on the show yesterday. Not 100%. And you know how a lot of people, Dave, it's like you got to hit some NyQuil. You get a good night's sleep. You go for it. I hit the NyQuil, and the next day, I always just like, I don't know what time it is. I don't know what dimension that I'm in. But you know what I do know is we got winners on deck for the people. It's the CC in 20. So it doesn't matter. Unless I'm on my deathbed where I can't even speak. Like I could be on my deathbed. If as long as my vocal cords work, I will be here for the CC in 20. The same cannot be said for the third leg of the show.
Man, what the kid knows what time it is. We text him. We email him. You guys keep smoking him out on the Twitter at Tony Yannizzi. He just will not come back.
We try. I've had music sitting in the board, Dave, now for like 7 episodes. Oh. Haven't gotten to use it. I have walk up music for him and everything. Yeah. And it was funny because last week at the end of the week on Friday, he was like, "Hey, good news. I only work until 4 next week."
Right.
So it's now 4:43 on the East Coast. Yannizzi has been done working for 45 minutes. Still no show.
Nothing.
Where's Yannizzi?
Spring training.
Hashtag where's Yannizzi?
Hashtag where's Yannizzi is a great. We're going to start that. Get the boys on the Twitter going. Get everywhere you're at. Let them know. I mean, I don't know what else to do.
He's
I really
ducking
don't.
Us.
I mean,
he's ducking us.
Maybe he had the sour cream. Yes,
maybe.
About Taco Bell and Del Taco. The East Coast guys chimed in. Riscotti, we heard from you. Claire Check, we heard from you. Mikey Awesome as well. People are getting on and leaving reviews, Noobs.
They have to.
They called you a fatso. There's no need to make it personal.
As long as you're leaving reviews, 5 stars, that works for me. I'll be whatever you need me to be.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I mean, things are feeling good right now.
True.
I see you sweating the lax.
Oh, right yeah.
Like, what's going on? Update the people on the lax.
So yesterday.
Right now, we gave it out yesterday.
Yesterday on the show, we gave out UAlbany. They're taking on UVA, and they started off nice 3-0 run. So our dog that we gave out at plus 10, we're currently winning over the number 3 team in the nation. There's plenty of time left, so we're not putting the cart before the horse in this instant, Dave. But we can say that the horse is a bucking Bronco, because the fact that we got a team that you couldn't even bet on the money line currently leading the 3 team in the nation, that's why you listen to the show. Now we'll see. Do they end up covering? I mean, it's looking pretty good. Knock on wood is all I'm going to say.
Where do you stand with like talking about the bets while the bets are going on? There's a lot of people that are superstitious on this thing. I don't think it matters. I just don't like when someone says, "Oh, that's good. You're good. That's lock."
Yeah,
like
that's no good. Second, the
don't
word
tell
lock
me
comes
I'm
out.
Good. Tell me yes, like you just said, we're good right now.
We're good right now. It's looking good, but until the bet has cashed. But I also, you know, I've been on both sides of it. I feel like I used to be like, you can't talk about it. Don't talk about it. I've learned don't tweet it. Like never tweet anything until it's good. You know what I mean? Like, until you're done, until you can put the stupid green check mark where you can tell everyone what a great bettor you are, don't do it until it's done.
We need green. That's true. Yeah, the green check marks are great. It's funny. We don't really do that too much ourselves, but we appreciate people listening and subscribing.
I do the cash bag. I like the cash bag. The cash bag to me looks cooler than
the
green check mark. Yeah.
I like the strap.
the 10 dime strap with the, you know, the
money. That one's pretty good too. That's
my favorite one. I used to love paying those guys like that. The bad guys would come and we would just stack the straps. I run this through the money counter, strap it. Here's 50 dimes. Oh, great. Thanks. Okay. So that's the one for me. What's your favorite money emoji? Put it on the Twitter.
It's good.
Respond out. Email me at sportsbkconsig@gmail.com or at newbietalks@gmail.com. Your favorite one. We'll talk about it on the show.
I like
it's a
that.
Good subject. That's the lacrosse portion of the show right now. If you come up with any other plays, Noobs, because I know you were talking about the play Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, yep. and then Fridays, we'll add more here at the end. I just want to get this in. Today's portion of the show for lacrosse, because they use the balls there, is Saks Ballpark Pouch Underwear Reinvented. Designed to reduce friction, this 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels, and non-chafing flat-out seams. Very important for, you know, keeping the balls organized. Noobs, I've been carrying around this little ball with me all morning, little basketball,
ooh,
because it is basketball time.
We're playing basketball.
Games today. Now, you've done shows already. You've been a part of all the shows on Wager Talk and all these other things. Are you interested in these play-in games today?
I don't care about the play-in games. No, I know that people are going to bet them. People are going to get hyped for them. They might end up being on the television, but until it's like, you know, signed, sealed, delivered, that doesn't do it for me. You know what I mean?
Wagner and Howard is the first one.
Nice.
And I didn't even know Wagner and Howard had basketball teams.
Well, now you know.
Until today, right? But one thing I did know is that you picked against Virginia in the lacrosse, okay? I'm picking against Virginia in the college basketball
game. I like
that. Second playing today.
They're sell artists.
Keep with the theme. Colorado State Rams, for those of you that like the crossover between us and BVB, I've been doing a show with Peralt now. He lives and breathes this college basketball stuff. He reached out to Ali Farouk Manesh, who made a shot for Northern Iowa, where P. Ralt was at the game. He was on our show today from the bus coming back from the shoot around in Dayton today.
What a time to be alive.
And I asked him about the shot. It was such a cool interview. The guy gave me what I'm going to put this on a t-shirt, Noobs.
What do we got?
R-N-M-E.
R-N-M-E. Okay.
This is what they've been talking about for Colorado State all season. Right now means everything.
Everything. Wow, I like that.
R-N-M-E. For that's... Coach Newby, you take that to the kids at the Palisades.
I'm going to use that.
Because I'm using that shit. I already texted my own daughters that, and I texted the girls that I used to coach. Right now means everything.
Love that.
R-N-M-E. Right now. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already to this show. But maybe play Colorado State right now.
This I like is an that.
Ugly basketball game.
I'm it's tailing
120.
It.
120. Totals 120, Noobs. I don't know if you can watch this one. This one might be nothing but the pain and the agita.
I like the agita. I like this. I'm tailing this one just for the hashtag RNME alone.
Right?
You have this to.
Ali, just look up. The CBS Sports just re-put up his shot that put away Kansas. Nothing personal, Jayhawks, but was one of the best March Madness moments. 2010, he hit it, and I told him today, I was in a sports book here in Nevada, and they were chanting his name. Nobody wow. knew his name before he made the shot, and complete strangers were walking around high-fiving in Vegas going, Ali, Ali. Ali, it was great.
That's amazing. So
that one, at some point when we get the bag, we'll be able to play these videos and stuff like that.
I like it.
Noobs, there's NIT games tonight.
Yeah.
Any interest in the NIT?
No, I'm like the teams who opted out. You know what I mean? They get sour grapes. There's too many fucking Mountain West Conference teams in here. I'm not doing the NIT because they all took our spot, and then I'm opting out of the NIT.
Fair. That's good.
You got anything for us in it?
Yeah, quick glances. Richmond against Virginia Tech, a dog there.
Spiders.
Providence, short favorite against Boston College. Their best player's not playing. Huge steam move against it, not sweating it.
But Providence.
Butler at home.
Are we worried at all about Providence, like Dream Breaker? Like they're a little mad they're not in the tournament? You know what I mean? You still think they're
live? Yeah, I like that part.
All right, all right.
I do.
A little payback, like, oh, we'll show you.
Well, yeah, right now means everything.
I like that.
Maybe they could borrow that from Ollie. Let's go win this thing. Let's go win today. Let's beat BC. This is a little bit of a New England rivalry thing. And then the game, dog, UC Irvine against Utah. I think they're, you know, going to cover. And K-State, dog against Iowa. The other game is South Florida, Central Florida. I don't know. I'm not sure. I really, it's a tough game. So, dog, a lot of dogs. This is like one of those razor blade markets.
I like it.
They come and they take dogs because everybody's looking at the other thing. You know what else nobody's looking at today? A gigantic slate of hockey.
Ooh, what, like 13 games?
There's a lot of games today. And you've been smoking hot with the hockey
yesterday.
And is it an Avalanche night again against the Blues?
I mean, they've been good to us. They've been good to us for sure. I think I've been doing well. Sometimes I like going back to different wells. I like that Avalanche look, but the one that was standing out to me, these regulation plays been good to me with the big faves, Dave. I like eating chalk when we're talking about the ice, Dave. And I like going against Sabra Hummus tonight. How about Vancouver? The Canucks getting it done in regulation. I think it's like minus 125 is what I'm looking at. What do we think?
This is good. Regular price, 200.
Yeah.
205.
No overtime. It's not going to overtime.
No.
Get it done. Canucks.
The Sabres, the Sabres, as you have dubbed them, I love this, played last night in Calgary.
Exactly.
And, oh, no, Washington beat Calgary. Buffalo beat who last night? Seattle. The Kraken. 6-2, five goals in the first period. Flew over the total.
Rolling.
I like the game over. I like Vancouver as well.
And let's get it done in regulation.
This is where it catches them. Vancouver, regulation, stay hot. I feel good with newbie. I like that a lot.
What do you got?
I got a couple. Just run them down. Winnipeg and the Rangers is a really good hockey game. It totals 5.5. I actually like it over. I talked to Perrault earlier, talking this out a little bit when I looked at the numbers. It looked like a playoff game when I looked at the numbers last night, and I was like, you know what? Today, the Rangers feel like they're giving up a little more goals. The Jets are giving up more goals than they have during the season. I'm leaning Rangers side. I like over. Toronto, Philly, over only. Not sure about that price. The Maple Leafs should win, but it might be sneaky Flyers. Carolina and the Islanders, tough game. Dead ass under. I think it's an under. There's three gigantic chalky favorites. Nashville minus what? 480?
Yikes.
Dude, how do you come up to somebody's counter and say, I want to bet this? You can't.
You can't.
You can't, right? Like, or do you put it with Edmonton? Minus 370?
Yeah, but that doesn't even bring you down to plus chicken, does it? You're still
correct.
Laying. Yeah.
You have to then throw in the Kings.
Oh.
At minus 380. That's a chalk, chalk, chalk.
That's a three-team wheeler. That's the truest odds that you'll ever get on a parlay, is doing a three-team money line parlay, Dave. That's the best true odds you can get in the bids. If you're going to parlay at three teams, money line favorites.
I don't know how you could do that with that stuffiness in
your nose.
You could still get that. Took a lot right there. I saw
I'm
you
done.
A deep breath.
I know. I didn't even know I had it in me still.
Actionable.
Three-team wheelers.
I don't know. I'm dressed in the Vegas stuff. For those of you, you can't see me because you're just an audio podcast right now only, but newbie's working on it. I got a text from Sean this morning. Our listing down in Baltimore. He's down outside of Baltimore, down in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Yeah.
They Joe don't use Flacco the country.
That, right? Maybe we get this on a live stream for the people back east so they get it quicker. But Vegas is hosting Tampa tonight. It's a very interesting game. It was 5-4 the last time these two teams met in Tampa. Mm. I like the game to go over.
I like that as well.
I like that to go over. I'm leaning Tampa. I can't. This is more. This is more of a pick'em game. This is, might come down to one puck, one turnover. This might go to overtime. It might be worth a shot taking the draw in this one. I don't think either team blows either team out. Like, yeah, a 5-2 win would be very surprising. But this one's 4-3.
Yeah, and
5-3 with an empty netter.
And I think because I'm with you that it's going to be a closer game is why I like the over. I don't think it's going to be a close game where you get fucking nail biters and it's a 1-0 game. No, I think this is kind of like back and forth. Momentum changes hands. Maybe we get a fight, a little scrap in this one, a little electricity. It's over for me in this one.
You know, the song coming in today and coming out today is I Feel Good and all this stuff. So you said you don't feel good. You went to the NyQuil. What's the go-to? Like, I didn't know this until I started coaching the kids. And then, you know, some of the families told me to put icy hot on my feet and put socks on when I go to bed.
Icy hot?
Icy, like an old wives' tale.
This sounds like bullshit.
Do you have anything? I mean, like, you know, ask the doc.
No, that sounds like bullshit to me. I mean, like, sometimes I'll do, like, some tea, like a mix of, like, honey, apple cider vinegar, you know, some of that kind of shit, like herbal tea. But I never heard about wrapping yourself in socks and putting Icy Hot on your feet. This sounds like Big Icy Hot was trying to get to people. Their stock was down a little bit. They wanted more people buying Icy Hot, so they were like, put it on your feet, it'll heal you. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, this is I tried this.
Does it work?
Because I knew I didn't feel good when I tried it. It worked. It soaks in through your feet and goes up through your body.
What?
Clears. Put a little Icy Hot on your chest and put Icy Hot on your feet. Put your socks on. Go to bed. A lot of the congestion and stuff comes out of you.
This is insane.
You don't even know it's working.
Icy Hot.
I'm telling you. Icy Hot on the feet.
I'm doing it. I'll get it. I'll report back to you. I'm diametrically opposed to it, but I'm going to do it.
Not going
to
be happy with you.
No, it's going to reek. It's going to stink. The dog's going to be biting my feet. She's going to be she won't know what to do with the Icy Hot. This could be more trouble than it's worth.
And the fiancé,
yeah, I'm going to reek.
Like it. I'm just telling stink. You right now. Yeah. Email us your best, like, old wives' tale remedy. You know, for when you feel a little bit underweathered. But on the way out, noobs, you got practice tonight.
Yeah.
What's your song? Like, to get ready, like, when you go to practice, are you in the music mode, like, when you get in the car? What's on the playlist?
Yeah, I actually have, like, a little, like, pre-game playlist that I'll throw on there that, you know, I'll use in the gym, I'll use to get hyped up. So it really depends on, like, which one comes on. I like a lot of Kanye. I know it's divisive guy, but, like, Kanye Famous, that one always gets me hyped up.
Okay.
You know, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. You know that one? It's a good one. Yeah. It's a good one. Yeah. Eminem, always on there. I mean, I guess if I had to pick one, I would pick Kanye, Blood on the Leaves. That one gets me jacked up every single time. Blood on the Leaves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one gets me going every time. Or Meek Mill, obviously. Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. Yeah, that one gets me going too.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I got a ton of them in there. It depends what comes up. Like you said, I like to almost hit the shuffle and see what happens a lot of times.
That's what I do. I put it on the shuffle and then whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, just pick.
That's part of the cards. Good.
Yeah, that's how you start the day. That's good. That's how you start practice.
Bang.
All right. Anything else for the people on the way out? We only got about 30 seconds.
Another day, another No Yanitsi sighting. Hashtag, where is Yanitsi? And tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern time, Duke versus Syracuse. We're going to have a play for you on tomorrow's show. That's a tease.
That's producer rules. He's Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. I'm Dave Sherapin at Sports BK Consig. The show, We Feel Good, Cash Consideration, CC and 20. Take it home, Newbert.
Slow, I'd hate me too if I were you. And when it comes to billions, I'll take two. It's only one life, you don't get two. So live life, don't let it live you. Oh.